at the moment, the social workers from the adoption agencies who have worked to help adoptive parents to be prepared will go on to help those approved adopters to find children who may be appropriate for them through the register, but also by means of a number of publications, through the consideration of children's profiles, and increasingly through what are known as activity days, where adoptive parents have the chance to meet children who are waiting.
And how could that change then?
Well, what's happening now is that the Adoption Register, which is run by the British Association of Adoption and Fostering to help us all to achieve these matches, is being made more available directly to adopters who are approved. So they will be able to search profiles themselves, see videos around about the children and more information about those who are waiting directly rather than waiting for the mediation of their social workers. The adoption register is run with extreme care for the confidentiality of children and indeed for potential adopters. And this isn't something where the children themselves are present. This is where material and information prepared about them and where appropriate with them is made available to approved adopters only. This isn't about public parading at all. This is about addressing the fact that we have many thousands of children in need of loving adoptive homes and that we need to enable adopters to fall in love with the children for the rest of their lives. It is children who are older when they enter care where it may be more difficult for us to find loving homes for them. And of course, we have to remember how very young older is in this context. It's the case that your chances of being adopted fall by about a quarter for every year of your life. So if you're over 4 or 5 years old, then I'm afraid that it may be very difficult for you to find loving adoptive families. But that's not to say that there are not younger children. The majority of children who are waiting adoption are in fact younger and may be in sibling groups as well. So if anyone listening feels that they may be able to offer a home, please do come forward and call First for Adoption today on 0300 222 0022. I think those boroughs put themselves forward, and Coram, the adoption agency I work for, is also participating in this pilot. And the important thing is that a group of agencies are working to make sure that all of the processes and procedures are absolutely right for adopters and for children before the scheme is given national rollout.